Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, Christian friends, brethren in the Lord. Welcome to Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. This radio broadcast is a global broadcast where we are broadcasting on the radio and on the internet in countries around the world. And it is being provided by the Church of Christ worldwide. The congregation of the church on Darien Loop in Houston, Texas, where the minister is Louis Parker IV, is the congregation of brethren who are sponsoring and paying for this broadcast each week. We thank God for men of vision, men of integrity, and true disciples.
Amen.
Who are engaged. Amen. In spreading the gospel around the world.
Amen.
We are glad to be a part of this radio broadcast. Brother Louis Parker Jr. is also one of the ministers in this broadcast tonight. He is a minister from Dickinson, Texas, USA. We have Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams. We are the co-ministers of the Pardition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas.
Amen.
USA.
Amen.
And we have the moderator tonight, the incomparable Ryan Brown.
Amen.
Who is a member. Amen. Of the West Ward Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA.
Amen.
We're just glad.
Amen.
To be a part of this broadcast ministry. We're glad to be able to speak the word of God, preach the word, and share the gospel of salvation to men everywhere. And so tonight, as we come to you, tonight is our night of gospel preaching. We invite you to listen in, but also we want you to know, if there's anyone who is listening in our radio audience and you have a Bible question or a Bible statement or a question of morality, we invite you to feel free to ask your question tonight. We are set for the defense of the gospel.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. The gospel is the power of God to save everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile.
Amen.
In the gospel.
Amen.
Is the righteousness of God revealed from one generation of faith to this generation of faith. That's in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. So we stand ready to defend and to declare the gospel of salvation from Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As we
Amen.
Begin tonight, we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Going to ask you to bow with us as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer and thanksgiving. Righteous God and Holy Father, we give thanks to your holy name.
Amen.
We give thanks to you, dear God, for our very life.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Are glad to be alive today. And we know that it is by your grace, your mercy, and according to your will, that we even live and move and have our very existence.
Amen.
Amen.
We have been obedient to the gospel will, dear God, and we thank you for the eternal life that you give us.
Amen.
Through faith and obedience to the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We are glad, dear God, to be born into the spiritual family as children of God.
Amen.
Galatians 3, 26 and 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for this privilege and this
Amen.
Responsibility to declare your word to dying and perishing generations of men, that some honest soul will have an opportunity once again to believe the truth and obey it, and attain the same hope and the same eternal life that you give by our obedience. God, we know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Romans 10 and 17. So we got to preach the word, dear God, and we pray that everything that we do, every word of truth that we speak, that everything will be pleasing and acceptable to you, dear God, and that we will glorify your name, that we will cause men to glorify you through obedience tonight. Thank you for this opportunity once again. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams, we now turn the broadcast over to Brother Lewis Parker, Jr., who will begin our gospel presentation tonight. Brother Parker, the floor is yours.
Amen. Amen. You know, we as ministers and members of the body of Christ, we must understand that we are living in some of the worst times in America right now.
Amen.
We've embraced some wickedness now. And we need to fight the good fight of faith right now.
Amen.
And understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
And we can see that if you're a member of the one true church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, if you're living right, then you know that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And as we look out here, now what we're embracing in this nation now, it is totally outrageous. Amen. Sometimes you read the Bible and you know what other nations did that failed, because they just got so far away from God. Amen. And we've got to continue to keep teaching, preaching, and living the word of God. Now, we all can sin, and we do sin. But get right. Amen. If you're listening, you're a member of the Church of Christ, and you've started sinning, repent. Stop it. Start living like God told you to live, because you should believe in God. You know, I believe in you. That's faith. We need to understand that we've got to keep our faith strong. Now, somebody said, well, you know my faith, brother. Now, faith, the Bible says, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you're a member of the Church of Christ, the only church in the Bible, if you're a member of that church and you don't have your faith strong, I know you're having some problems right now. Because faith becomes evidence to you. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if you're living right, you got evidence of the fact that you're doing the right thing.
Amen.
And now, living in this nation as it is now, your supreme authority has said you can embrace anything. Amen. And you don't have to, you can't even go against two men walking, holding hands with wedding bands on, hugging and kissing in the public and carrying on, living together and carrying on. We know that is wrong. Amen. Two women doing the same thing. Wrong. But now our supreme authority on earth here has declared that a man has a right to marry a man. Now, where did you find that out? Why would we call ourselves one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. We're one nation under God. Well, evidently God created the man. And that was it. Now, I don't know where the woman came from, But men can marry men and women can marry women. Do you find that in the Bible? Why did God create the woman? For the man. Amen. And he told them both to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Now, what can two men produce? But what can they do? They can't produce nothing. They produce a whole lot of AIDS and all other kind of sicknesses and diseases, but not to procreate. Two men cannot procreate other humans together. Amen? And two men cannot either. But God created the woman for the man. Amen? Now, I don't know how this nation had men all of a sudden falling in love with men, because it was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Amen. Wasn't Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. Amen. And so women were created for men. Now people want to know, we want to go against the word of God. What kind of a gospel do you want then? Hmm. Where's your faith at? Amen. Where is your faith and what kind of a gospel do you want? Amen. They want some kind of holistic gospel. You know, just come in on Sunday morning. Come in Sunday morning because you've been out in the nightclub all sad Friday night and Saturday night. Come up into the so-called churches and just start, just Lord have mercy, having a good time. In a Sunday morning church, preach up in there yelling, hollering, not talking much about the Bible at all. All you want to do is pass that collection plate. That's all. That's the most important thing in the world of churches. If that collection plate, and not only that, there are some of the big time churches out here in the world that you can send your money, pay by credit card, or you can mail it in, you know, for every month or however, just make that money flow. And people enjoy that. You know, we have become so pathetic, and it's always been that way. When it comes down to God's word,
now,
people want you to tell them what they want to hear. Amen.
Now,
I was preaching on hell some time back, and a lady told me after church that she don't want me up there saying no more hell. Well, why are you here? Amen. There's only one or two places we're going to go. We're going to go after we leave this earth. We're going to either end up in heaven or in hell. There's no in between. Halfway between heaven and halfway between hell does not exist. And you have religious groups preaching that and teaching that right now. Amen. People are being so misguided on planet Earth. Amen. That's why the Bible goes, a few shall be saved. Amen. Because there's going to be multi-millions of people going to hell. Ooh, and we've got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
Now, before Paul said, preach the word. Because in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen.
Yeah.
I've had people come to me when I'm shaking hands after the Sunday morning service, and some guy, but you don't need to be saying that no more. You don't need to teach that no more. Anytime you want to preach on hell and condemnation and how to live, folk get upset. Amen.
Yeah.
We got a whole lot of people. It's one church on planet Earth. And even in that church now, we got a lot of people complaining. I remember growing up some years back, people were so happy to come and hear the word of God. You had people repenting and doing right and living right. Amen. But nowadays, it's kind of tough to see them come and just try to be obedient to the word of God, faithful to the word of God. We've got to keep preaching the doctrine. Amen. You know, if you look now, a lot of times, you know, we got a lot of younger preachers who go to schools and stuff, and they can define a whole lot of words and see a whole lot of things and act very intelligent and everything. That's not cutting good enough. The Bible says, preach the word, 2 Timothy 4.
Yeah.
And verse 1,
yeah.
Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them. Rebuke them. Amen. With all long-suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come, it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. You got churches now, if you don't know how to be slick and smooth, you can't even preach for them. They don't even have preachers now that just preach sound doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of times, if they got leaders, men leaders, or elders, or deacons in the church, some of the people are coming to them and say, well, you know, he just get up and he just talk about hell all the time and talk about sin and everything all the time. That's what it's all about. If you go to a church and folks don't want to hear you talk about hell, you need to get out of that church, amen? If they don't want to preach about hell, what do you think the church is about? There's one true church on planet Earth, which is the Church of Christ, amen? And it's there to keep people from going to hell. There are many other so-called doctrinal churches on planet Earth, but they are not from the Bible. They are man-made churches, amen?
Amen.
And Lord, well, we've got to stick with the book. Amen.
Amen.
Stick with the book. And when people become converted with the book, they support gospel preachers. They don't let somebody clowns getting up in the pulpit. Amen. You know, just try to make people feel good so that they can. It's about the plate, it's about the money, it's about giving. And not being converted. And then you look at those worldly churches, it's about the money. Because the man going to tell you, y'all all going to heaven. Y'all say, you know. Amen. He already put you in heaven. Amen. But he has no heaven or hell to put you in. No heaven to put you in, rather. But he got a hell to put you in.
Preach
in the gospel. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1, preach the word. Be ready to preach it when it's feasible. Be ready to preach it when it's unfeasible. He says, just reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. Why, Paul? For the time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. No, they don't sound doctrine. They come to church to feel good. And the more you make them feel good, the more you can give them money. They're trying to buy their way to heaven. Can't do it like that. You got to live a life and walk in the basic instructions given to you from the Bible that you might be saved. Amen. Satan got things rocking his way pretty well. Amen.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more people in hell than it is in heaven. Amen. A few shall be saved, the Bible says. Amen. And people just enjoy while on planet Earth going to hell. Amen. Look what it did to all the last generation of young people who are now about 20 some years old or so. Look what it did. They brought the dope in here. They just think that, ooh, just get the high. Is the best thing they could ever do. Happy to be high. Amen. Even before then, look what the alcohol did to a whole bunch of older folk. Amen. That our generation just drinking. Amen. And staying drunk. And many of them had to be put into institutions, just like a lot of the drug addicts, into institutions. Just the other day, a guy I've been knowing, and he died, I think, a couple of days ago. Amen. He was on that dope, on that smoking that crack, and smoking that marijuana, and he overdosed. Amen. I've been knowing him for years. When he moved from some part up Texas, and he came down here. Amen. A hard working young man. But he got down here and got to smoking that dope and shit and shooting it up in the can on. And I think it was a couple of days ago he passed away. young man. Amen. We've got, and there's plenty of them. Thousands of them have died on that stuff like that. We've got to understand to be a Christian, follow the basic instructions of the Bible, and be blessed on planet Earth. Amen. That's what we've got to do. And that's why he told us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the what? Word. He said, preach it even when they lack it, and preach it when they don't lack it. Just keep reproving them. Rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. Because we're in that age right now. The time has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. If you don't believe it, cut on your television on Sunday. But you got to go to Church of Christ and worship too. But you know, all day through Sunday, you come home and look at that and hear how those worldly men are out there telling people just to make them feel good. Amen. Mm.
Sometimes
plenty of people listening and sending that money to them. Amen. So you can't buy your way to heaven. You cannot buy your way to heaven. You have been commanded to give, but not to buy your way to heaven. Now, some people think that the more money they give, and they can come up in there and hear all that good music up in there, instrumental music and everything, and hear that preacher up in there that's making them feel good, and the money, they're on the way to heaven. You don't find it in the Bible. You must hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of the forgiveness of all your past sins. You rise out of the water, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And then you got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and be faithful to the one true church that's in the Bible, the Church of Christ. And when you live that good, faithful life, you live the most wonderful life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, and then die and go to heaven. Amen. I've heard several people up in age, well up in age, and they were sick and on their deathbed, and they just say they're just going to see Jesus. Amen. And I've visited a lot of people who are sick. They're real sick and fixing that. They were worried about it, scared about it. Amen. You can't say you're going to heaven if you know the truth. Amen. If you know the truth. But some of the churches never mention hell about people. Get them in there and just tell them, just be faithful and give. Satan's churches, be faithful and give. Be all that is here. Amen. And that's all they want, because they are Satan's churches. Amen. One church in the Bible. And you must hear the word, Acts 15 and 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the watery grave of baptism, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. That's what puts you into the only church in the Bible. If anybody else knows another church and how to get in there, we want you to call in. And then you explain them. And then we're going to tell you what the Bible says. We'll give you a book, chapter, and verse in the Bible. And you won't find no other way to become a member of the church in the New Testament scriptures. Amen? You will never know. Amen? And we've got to understand that. But people could care less. They could care less, because, Satan on earth, he offers a whole lot of things that make you feel good and do good and think that, no, feel good and do the way he wants you to do and just be a hellion out here. Amen. How you think that when the marijuana, it's still real bad, the dope and stuff out here now. Amen. They calmed it down because they're taking many to prison, and then many of them are overdosing and dying, and it's calming down a little bit. But Satan wants this earth rocking with nothing but aliens. Amen. That's why the Bible says a few shall be saved. Amen. But many are on the way to hell, and many are going to go to hell. Amen. And we have to understand that the Bible is the basic instruction before leaving earth. Amen. And that's here. And you've got to follow those instructions in the Bible in order to be saved. God left his word here. Amen. Sent his son here for sure. And left the word here to prove it. Amen. Second Timothy chapter 4, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, but that can rightly divide or handle the word of truth. People don't want it. We think ourselves be wise, we become fools. Amen. Just foolish people on earth. Bible has nothing to do with it, nothing like it. Just live what you want to, like you live, do what you want to do. Amen. That's Satan. He is, a demon from hell. Now, who you want to follow? The righteous one from heaven, God's son, and his word. The doctrine of the Christ is in on the earth, and it's going to be here until he comes back again the second time. So let us follow the word of God and live that life that God has commanded us to live here on earth. We fall, but you need to repent. Amen. And you, I'm preaching the word of God. I've had to repent in times past. Amen.
Amen.
We all can stumble and fall, but we got to repent. That means stop it. Amen. I ask the church to pray for you. And then you just keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. We got to understand that we're still humans. Amen. And them weird holistic preachers out there, they want you to think that you're already going to heaven. Amen. They doing their thing and everything they want to do. And all they want you to do is put that money in that plate. Amen. Now you say Satan has really hurt people on earth thinking about a church. Amen. You got preachers up there making millions of dollars a year. Millions of dollars per year. Amen. Talking about they preaching everything. It's just a ripoff. Your souls rip off and your pockets rip off. Amen. And you're going to go to hell with them if you follow them. Study the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Study it. Show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not. But can rightly divide the word of God. Study.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're in any church, maybe one church in the Bible, and that's the church of Christ. But if you're in any church, see if you can find it in the Bible. Amen.
Yeah.
Because there are far more human beings on planet Earth in churches that are not in the Bible. Amen.
Nice.
That's why the book is here. Heaven and earth shall pass away, Jesus said, but my word shall stand forever. And you just open up your book and try to find the church that you're in. And you won't find it. When you study the book, you find out that a lot of those churches out there in the world not even saying what Christ said in the Bible. Amen. And most of them refer to those churches. This is my church. Yeah, it is yours. And your church is on the wheel. Amen.
Amen.
You listen. Amen. That's what we're just thankful for God for this program that we own, so we can tell people about the one true church. Amen. And we're not going to tell anybody. I don't even go tell people, well, I'm on the way to heaven. I'm on the way to heaven. No, I'm trying to keep walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. You have to fight the good fight of faith, because sin is around you all the time. And if you mess up, you're going to die yourself. Even though you may be a member of the one true church, you can go to hell too. Amen. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus, repenting if necessary. Amen. Because you know that you're a human being just like others. And people can provoke you. Wrong. Amen. We need to remember one church, one gospel, one doctrine that is given unto us, and one way only to go to heaven in that one doctrinal church. Amen. And sometimes you have to get rid of the man in the pulpit. Amen. It's just a tough thing. You got some man in the pulpit just living like a hellion and doing everything else. And he up in there preaching and telling you what to do, and he living like an alien. Amen. Get him out of the pulpit. You got to go. You got to go. Amen. Because if you don't preach me doctrine of Christ and tell me what I must be saved, well, you better be walking in the same doctrine and living like you're supposed to live. You're trying to tell people how to live right, you got to be right to be in the pulpit. Amen.
Right.
If that's not happening with that preacher, get rid of him. Amen. Y'all just get rid of them, amen? Because if you look out in the world, look at all those churches with those holistic preachers in them, so-called churches, holistic preachers. And they'll tell you in a minute, it's my church. And it is, because they done got the states right. You should have that name as the owner of that church, amen? So he'll tell you anything. If he owns it, Christ owns the church of Christ, amen? He owns it, and they'll own it, amen, right now. All you can do is 2 Timothy 4, preach the word, amen. That's what you're in there doing. The elders, amen, you don't own the church. Deacons, you don't own the church. Christ owns the church, amen. And the doctrine of Christ must be kept in that church to remain as a church of Christ. Can't change it, can't switch it around or nothing like that. You have to follow the basic instructions in the Bible. Bible could be an acronym, I can tell you that. Basic instructions before leaving earth. All the instructions for the one true church is in the Bible. Amen. And we've got to follow those instructions. Amen. And all live a good life. Well, thank you. I'm going to turn it over to one of Brother William, Brother Johnson. Amen.
All right.
Well, thank you so very much.
Right here.
Amen.
All right. Brethren. Brother Parker, Brother William, the world is dead.
Yes.
And we say, why you say that, Brother Johnson? Because we see it dying every day.
Amen.
The world is not listening to God anymore.
No.
They listen to man's philosophy and man's dreams about the world.
Amen.
But let me tell you something. My Bible says, and your Bible says the same thing. He said that Isaiah 58 in verse 1, he said, cry out loud and spare not. Lift up thy... Let me read it again. Cry out loud and lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression.
Yes.
And the house of Jacob their sin. In Isaiah 59 verse 1, and 2 and 3, he says, "Behold, the hand is not too short that it cannot save.
Yes,
but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sin has hidden His face.
Yes,
from you that He will not hear. For our hands are full of blood, and your fingers." Full of iniquity, and your lips have spoken, you turn their face. Lie, and your tongue has muttered previousness. The Bible says God will not hear your prayer, or the Bible says God cannot hear. Why can't God hear? Because of your iniquity,
amen.
And your sins is in the way.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, you don't know what sin is. We're going to give a demonstration of what sin is tonight. See, a lot of folks think they're going to get away with sin. But the Bible condemns sin.
Amen.
So let's face it like it is. The Bible says in Mark chapter 7, and I'm going to start at verse 15.
Yes.
Verse 14, rather. Let's start at verse 14. Let's get it clear up to date. And when he had called, Mark chapter 7, beginning at verse 14, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. A lot of folks, they try not to understand what God's saying, but God's going to make it plain to them. And he's making it plain to us today. Don't try to get away with it, because it ain't going to work. This is what he said. In verse 15, he said, there is nothing from out without a man that enters into him can defile him, but the things which cometh out of him, those that are these, defile the man. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Now we got to hear what God got to say. Here's what God got to say. And when he was entering into the house from the people, and his disciples asked him concerning the parable, and he said unto them, are ye so whatsoever understand also? Anything without entering into the man, it cannot defile him. Now watch this. Let me turn the page. Here it comes. It's because it's not into the heart, but into the belly, and goes out through the drought and purge all meat.
All right.
Verse 20, he says, that which cometh out of the man defiles the man. Now here go the list. He said, verse 21, he said, from within, out of the heart of man, possesses evil thoughts, adulteress, fornication, murder, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceitfulness, lasciviousness, evil eye, blaspheme, pride, foolishness, all evil things coming from within defileth a man. The heart of a man is sick today.
Amen.
He is sin. And sin is destroying our nation.
Yeah.
Look around you, brethren. Look around the churches of Christ today. We got just as much sin in the church as we do in the world.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
The world is full of sin, and the church letting it come in. Because men are weak-minded.
Yeah.
We need to go back to the book and get strong-minded with the word of God.
Amen.
It needs to be preached because men are on their way to hell.
Amen.
All that forgot God will go to hell. Job chapter 8 and verse number 13. Job chapter 26, hell is never full. It's available for you if you want to go.
Amen.
The Bible tells me in Psalms 9 and verse 17, they shall return into hell that forgot God.
Yes.
The Bible is right. The world is in sin. The world is in trouble.
Every day.
We need to repent of our sins. Brother Parker said earlier, if you fall, get up and repent. Don't lay in sin all day.
No.
Don't lay in until death is coming upon you. Because you don't know where you go ahead. If you die in your sins, you go into hell.
Yes.
Jesus said in John chapter 8, beginning at verse 21 through 24, he said, where I am, if you die in your sin, you cannot come where I'm at.
That's right.
I'm from above and you are from beneath.
Mm-hmm.
If you die in your sins, you can't come where I'm at. The Bible letting you know. You got to get it right.
Yes.
You got to get it right down here.
Amen.
You can't walk up to God and say, I'm coming in anyway. No sir and no man.
Amen.
I don't care what your preacher say. Your preacher is a liar and he's going to hell. Just like you, if he don't repent and be baptized like he's told to do.
Amen.
So no respect to person.
Yes,
God will send him to hell. I don't care how religious he is.
Amen.
The Bible says we are without excuse, Brother William.
Amen.
Romans chapter 2 and verse 1 through 8.
Yes.
We are without it. God is going to hear that judgment. If we die in our sin, we are hell bound.
Amen.
We can't say, well, I did this in God's name and I did that in God's name. I was a good person in God's name.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't obeyed my will.
Amen.
You're not in my will.
Yes.
Amen.
God has a will, brethren.
Amen.
If you wear his name, Brother William, you in his will.
I must be.
If you're not wearing his name, Jesus Christ, You're not in his will.
Amen.
You got to be in the will. You got to be in the will. We got to stress this more often to the church of Christ.
Yes.
Get it right
Amen.
With God, not with the preacher.
Amen.
Got too many
Amen.
People following too many preachers in the world.
Yes.
Losing their souls, Brother William,
yes.
Brother Parker. Amen. They're going to hell because they won't listen to the word of God. God can listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
See, in Jeremiah 22:29, he said, "Oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord." You hear about a preacher?
All right.
Amen.
The preacher don't have no word. The preacher got to obey the word.
Amen.
He got to do the same thing you got to do.
Amen.
Well, I got to go to my pastor before I obey the gospel. What kind of foolishness is that?
Foolishness.
Why are you following the preacher and he going to hell and you going with him?
Amen.
That is a sad picture.
Amen.
But he said, blow your trumpet, Brother William. You know what the word trumpet means in the Bible? It means to preach the gospel.
Amen.
That's what he's telling you to do. Preach my word.
Word of God.
If you ain't going to preach the word of God, don't get up in the pulpit talking silly. Because God's going to condemn you for it and expose you for it and still send you to hell on top of it.
Amen.
If you haven't obeyed his will. So many preachers today are falling by the wayside, like Brother William saying all the time.
Yeah.
They fall and they call them brethren and sisters and elders and deacons to fall. And we got some deacons ought not be deacons. We got some elders ought not be elders because they do not know the word of God.
Right?
They got to go hire a preacher, and they're supposed to be teachers of the Bible. 20:28. He said, "Take heed therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Feed the church of God, which is purchased with his own blood."
Amen.
He said, feed it. How the elder can feed me, Leroy, and he don't know the word of God?
Can't.
He can't feed me, and he don't even know it himself.
Impossible.
He got to feed me. How do he feed me? He opened the word of God and tell me what God has said. And that's all his job is to do. He ain't got no other way to go. Talking about, well, God said this and God said that. And he got no scripture, no book, no proof, but he said he's an elder in the church of Christ. And
yeah.
Here we got a lot of elders being selected, mostly from worldly folks. Well, you know, I think he ought to be an elder because he got a good job. And his family is all right. If his children are not members of the church of Christ, he can't be no elder.
Amen.
Because Peter was an elder in the church. And 1 Peter 5:1-4, he was an elder. He was married and he had a family. And they were members of the church of Christ.
Faithful members.
We got members of the church of Christ are not faithful. We got ministers are not faithful. We got members are not faithful. We got elders and deacons are not faithful.
Yep.
And we got people that will not follow the truth. They will not search the Bible no more. They don't care what it says anymore.
There's
only a few going to heaven.
Amen.
That's why Jesus made that statement in Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Many shall find it, but a few only going to find the gate that leads to life everlasting.
Amen.
Why?
Because
the gate follows Jesus and the crowd is following the devil.
Yes.
Amen. It's so sad. We got a book on earth. Now, just go show you how God's so lovable to us. Brother William, God gave us the book. He said, I give you the book to learn, to study, to read. Write me divide the word too, and you won't even pick it up. You won't even look at it. You'll walk past it. You'll go around it. But on Sunday morning, you're religious. You're religious. Oh, and then when I preach on sin, you get mad. I say you're going to hell because the Bible says you're going to hell, and you want to put me out the pulpit.
Yeah.
You got a lot of folks doing that now. They get rid of the preachers that preaching hell, fire, and brimstone. And they get these psychology preachers up there, and they don't even know the Bible.
Amen.
They don't even know the chapter, book, and verse. This is up there. When I went to preacher school, so what?
Amen.
Well, who talked to you? How come you didn't start at your own congregation where you were and learn from the preachers that already been preaching? But no, we send you off to school, and you come back worse than what you were before you went.
Well, all right.
A lot of folks like that.
Amen.
I've been in the preacher schools, Brother William, seen the preachers come out more dumber than the preachers that was already there.
Mm.
They didn't know the book. They didn't know the chapter, book, and verse.
That's
well,
right.
My preacher told me to do this. My teacher told me to preach this way. Well, what did God say to do? The Bible still says the same thing. Preach the word. Preach the word.
Amen.
He can't you tell no fairy tales and lies and jokes.
Yes.
See, that's what's wrong with our pulpits today. We are scared to tell the preacher he got to come out of the pulpit.
Amen.
See, we get scared. Well, you know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. He seems to be okay. I don't want an okay preacher up there with me.
Amen.
I want a man that knows God's book. That the word of God will condemn me as well as the member. If I'm in sin, tell me about it.
Yes, sir.
Don't you, Will. I don't want to hurt Brother Johnson's feelings. We've been friends for 60 years. I don't care if we've been friends 100 years. If I'm in sin, save me, brother. Help me to get out of sin. Don't be pacifying me. I don't need that. My soul at stake. And you sitting up there, oh, well, Brother Johnson, he's a good man. Let's praise him. Let's shake his hand. And I'm on my way to hell because I'm in sin. I'm committing adultery. I'm committing fornication. I'm lying. I'm stealing. I'm drinking. I'm backbiting. But I'm a good brother, Brother William. That's a lie.
Amen.
Brother Pop, another brother on the back. Oh, he's a good brother for Brother Parker. He was the finest brother in the world. He'll let you wear a suit. He'll let you have this and let you have that. That's not good enough for me.
Amen.
I
want to
see what the brother really is about. If that brother's in sin, we named up the sins in the Bible. If you in those sins, you better get out of it.
Nah.
Yes.
God ain't for no place. God judges sin.
Yes.
And if we're in sin and you die in sin, you're going to hell.
Amen.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's my mother. If she don't obey the gospel, she's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is right. You got a lot of folks today, Brother Parker, just messing up. I ain't going to do what the Bible says. Let me tell you something. The Bible is not going anywhere. It's
Amen.
On planet Earth. God said in Matthew 24 and 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. God meant that. It's not going anywhere. See, we think that if we don't preach the word of God, it'll fade away. No, sir, and no, ma'am. The Bible is the book of condemning as well as it is the book of saving souls. If you in sin and don't come out of it, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear it, Brother Parker. They don't want to hear it because they're already there. All they got to do is die. And that's it. It's over. So many people are just weak and wicked. Look at the world today. Killing one another. The people are just dying, falling dead. Children being killed. Parents being killed. Mothers and fathers. So-called good folk are being killed. Rape.
Amen.
All kind of car accidents. Bus accidents. Trucks flipping over. 18-wheelers flipping over and killing folks. And folks are saying, it's all right. It's going to be all right. And once you depart from that body outside of Christ, you're on your way to H-E-L-L, hell bound. God has not changed that. And God will not change it. We have to be faithful to our God. There's no excuse for it, Brother Parker. We got people who will not listen to the truth. They'll listen to everything but the truth. No wonder man can't get his prayers through sometimes because he's still in his sins. God ain't going to hear your prayer if you got sin in your life. You got to get rid of it.
Yes.
You got to come out of sin. God said, I will not hear you. He said, my ears are not too heavy that I cannot hear, but your iniquity has separated you from your God. Blood all on your hand. Everything on your lifestyle, but you won't turn it loose. God has already told you. God can turn it loose smoking. He can turn it loose drinking. He can turn it loose everything that you're doing on this earth. Whatever you are doing that involves sin, God can quit it. We got all the beer commercial, the wine commercial, the cigarette commercial on television, and we don't condemn that. But guess what, Brother Parker? We condemn something simple. If I got $5 in my pocket, I'll condemn you for that. But I won't condemn you for smoking cigarettes, and it causes lung cancer. I won't condemn you for drinking that heavy alcohol. It's killing your kidneys and livers and everything. And then you're crying about, oh, why I'm hurting so much. You won't face reality that God said, stop it.
Amen.
He's telling you to stop. But you said no. Oh, the Bible is so true as a clock. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, let us tell you, God's plan for salvation is to save the lost and dying sinner. Sinners are dying in sin.
Amen.
They can't be helped if they won't let us tell them what God said. We tell you what God said, not what the preacher said, what God's word has said to all men.
Amen. Amen.
If men refuse to obey, he will not be saved. God's not going to save sinners on the outside. I don't care how good you are, what you are, or what you have done in the past or the present. You better think about the future, because when Jesus comes, you are not in Christ. You're not in the church that he purchased and built with his own blood. You're not going to heaven.
Amen.
We must stress that in the pulpit today. Hell, fire, and brimstone is for all that will not obey.
Yes.
God has told us what to do. Now, I don't see no other way but God's way. We get mad with God. We shake our fists at God. We cuss God out. I don't want to hear that. I don't care what you say, Brother Parker, Brother Will, Brother Johnson, Brother Robert. I don't want to hear it. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
As long as I'm on planet Earth and God bless me to preach it, I'm going to tell you what God said. I don't care how mad you get. I don't care if you get so mad that you swell up and bust and cuss, and we all die and go to hell, the Bible is still right. Soon you calm down, the Bible still is right. The Bible is a correction book. It is just like when your parents whooped you when you was a child. They were correcting you. God corrects us by the word.
Amen.
When we preach the word, we're not trying to condemn nobody. We're trying to help you to get to heaven if you want to go. But if you don't want to go,
Amen. Then
don't come to us, because we're going to tell you when you come to us.
Amen.
We're going to tell you the truth, the way it is, and the way God said it. God said, got to get rid of your sin. What you think in your heart, that's what you are. If
Amen. You
think sin, you're going to do sin. If you think righteous, you're going to do righteous. You're going to follow after God. You want to see God face in peace, you're going to have to obey God.
Amen.
You've got to obey the Savior. Jesus Christ is the only one can save your soul if you want to be saved. There's no one else can save us. If Jesus don't save us, we all are hell bound. There's
Amen.
No life after death. If you die in sin, listen up. If you die in your sin, you had it. Everybody is religious, Brother Parker, but nobody wants to become a member of the Church of Christ when you really make it. All the churches belong to the Lord. You don't find that nowhere in the New Testament. 27 books in the New Testament, and I haven't found it yet where all the churches belong to the Lord. Well, if that's the case, why does the Lord condemn them?
Amen.
Why does he condemn those churches? You know why? Because they're not in his word.
Amen.
Yeah.
God then told us what church is in his word. The church of Christ.
That's it.
Yes.
Now, if we don't want to be a member of that, then when you die, just go to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
No heaven for you. A lot of these preachers lying to you. My preaching, oh, he really preached. You know what? I have noticed something about a denominational preacher. You can go to him and talk to him about the word of God, and it takes him so long to find the scripture. If you that smart, he ought to be able to find him just that quick. But he don't know what he had to himself.
No.
He lifted the scriptures out of context.
Amen.
Back for an example, John 3:16 is one of their favorite scriptures they like to take out of context. But that's not talking to them. That's talking to us that already obeyed the gospel.
Disciples of Christ.
We got to keep on believing. We can't give up our faith for nobody.
Man.
Whether you in Christ or outside of Christ. If you're not outside of Christ, you ought to stay in Christ. But if you outside, you better get in before you die.
Because
if you die on the outside, too bad. That go for your mama. That go for your daddy. That go for your brothers and sisters, your cousins, your auntie and your uncle, and whoever else you know. You can't be saved on the outside of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says in Christ.
Yeah.
Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Outside of Christ. He said, in Christ. You want the spiritual blessing? Come to Christ. Not to your preacher. To your preacher, you know what? When you call your preacher reverend, pastor, and all these names, you know what you're saying? That's your God.
You're honoring him as God.
Yeah.
You're honoring him more than you do God.
Amen.
You're saying he's your God. He's
Amen.
Your gift. He's your God. But I want to know something. What is he going to do when he gets to the judgment? Who is his God?
Hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Who is his God?
Well,
now, he's your God on earth, but who is his God when he gets to God?
Hmm.
And God's going to look at it. He's going to say, why do you tell my people the truth? Well, you know why? He and he wouldn't listen to what God had to say.
Amen.
So he couldn't tell them the truth. And he'll never tell them the truth as long
Amen.
As he ain't saying.
Yeah.
It takes us. Now, listen up, church. It takes us to tell the world the truth.
Amen.
God has never. Now, watch this. I'm going to tell you something. God has never destroyed a nation before he sent a righteous man to him. I'm telling you how
Amen.
I know this. When God sent a preacher, that preacher already ready.
Yeah.
He don't come to you without a message.
When he
comes
Amen.
To you, he comes from God. And
Amen.
God going to tell him what to say from the book, and the book going to tell you what you need to do to be saved.
Amen.
I don't
Amen.
Care who you are. I think about Brother Parker saying he started preaching at 8 years old. With God,
yeah.
talking to a lot of people that were not a member of the Church of Christ. He told them what they had to do to be saved.
Yeah.
It was up to them getting in.
Amen.
Now, after he told them and they refused it, they're going to hell anyway. Because
yeah.
if you refuse God, you're going to hell. You're not refusing Brother Leroy or Brother Mark. They're not your God.
Amen.
And they're not your preacher, really. They're your brother in Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
But you refuse it. This is the God's word. That's it. Jesus said in Mark 16, beginning verse 15 and 16, and he said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it
yes.
and is baptized shall be saved. You don't
Amen.
Believe God saved, you don't believe in God.
Amen.
Don't believe God. You say you do by your mouth, but by your heart and your action, you do not believe in God.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of folks say that, but they say that to throw you, but when you look at them, they do nothing. They sit there, and you can believe all you want to, but if you don't respond to the invitation, you're still lost in your sin.
Amen.
That's what we're trying to get you to see. And when we tell you what God has said, guess what? God adds you to the church, and the only church I read about is the Church of Christ.
Amen.
I don't read about that. I don't read about Methodist churches. I don't read about Catholic churches. I don't read about Seventh-day Adventist churches.
Nope.
I don't read about any other church but the Church of Christ.
Nice.
Yes.
And we need to learn that. And we need to keep pressing that on people's minds, because even some of our own brethren are walking away from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And forgetting about God.
Yes.
And going to end up in hell.
Yes.
Because they won't listen to God's word. God's word will prevail. God's word is a winner. God's
Amen.
Word is reliable.
Amen.
And it's trustworthy. It won't let you down.
Yes.
You can
Amen.
Go to it every day of your life, all the way up until Jesus comes for you. It still reads the same.
Yes.
It Amen. Don't change. We don't have to argue about it. We don't have to fight about it. All we got to do is agree with God.
Amen.
Yes.
See, we need to lay down our human prejudice and obey God from the heart of faith.
Yes.
And do what he tells us.
Amen.
We so prejudiced against God. You can't tell me that, and you can't tell me this, and you can't come to me. I've been in the church a long time. But what church you been in a long time?
Yes.
If you're not the Christ, then you ain't been in the church. You've been
Amen.
In the world
Amen.
A long time.
Yes.
Because Christ's church covers the universe.
Yes.
Amen.
It's the all nations,
Amen.
All races of people.
Yes.
Everybody can come into Christ.
Amen.
God willing for no man to perish, Brother William.
Yes.
He willing for all men to come to repentance.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Willing for you to repent, but you choose to perish.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. Man choose to perish. Look at the world today. Look at our leaders.
Yes.
You know, we worried about people coming over in this country and worried about people doing this. But we ain't saying nothing about the gospel. We
Amen.
Ain't fighting about the gospel no more.
Amen.
We ain't fight for that. I don't want him over here. But let me tell you something. I ain't worried about they coming over here, they coming over there. I'm
Amen.
Worried about if their souls are right.
Amen.
We need to let folk come in so they can get in the gospel of Christ and be saved before it's too late.
Yep.
Amen.
Those folks can't come over here. We can't teach them over there if we don't get over there and teach them. So we got to teach them here while they can get over here.
Amen.
So we got too many folks that's in the way of God that is preaching the word.
Yes.
When you get in the pulpit, preach the word. Preach
yes.
it tight. Don't worry about their feelings.
Yes.
That's the problem. Oh, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Brother Parker. Well, let me tell you something. If I don't hurt your feelings, I'm hurting your soul.
Amen.
Because your soul is on the way to hell, and you still holler about, I don't want to hurt Brother Parker's feelings because he'll get mad and we'll lose friendship. Well, brother, you have to lose friendship with me, because I'm going to tell you that's wrong.
All right. Amen.
Now, you can get swell up. Brother William, you can swell up. I can swell up. The Bible still reads the same. And it's not going to change.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 6, I am the Lord God. I change not.
Amen.
So what you going to do? You're going to have to come to Christ.
Amen.
You're going to have to come
Amen.
To Christ like the demons did. In John chapter 3, 1 through 8, Nicodemus came to Jesus. Jesus didn't come to hell.
Yes.
And when he came, Jesus explained to us what he had to do to be saved.
Amen.
Jesus didn't go all around the world with him. He told him straight up.
Amen.
He gave him the answer, what he was looking for. And I know Nicodemus was surprised because he was surprised when Jesus said, your man got to be born again.
Yeah.
I knew that joke right there. Wait a minute, Jesus. I'm already here. Oh, no, Nicodemus, I'm not talking about your flesh and blood. Oh, no.
Right.
I'm talking about your spirit, man.
Amen.
It's dead.
Amen.
You got to be born again of the water and of the spirit. You're talking about baptism.
Yes.
And we got folks that Jesus was talking about that. Oh, yes, he was. That's a lie.
Amen.
Jesus, man, got to be born of the water and of the spirit. That's why Peter preached that massive sermon on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Peter told the people, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Man.
The Holy Ghost comes after baptism and not before. I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's a lie, Brother William.
Amen.
You don't have it.
Okay.
See, when God gave that, he gave it to the apostles. John 16 and verse number 13 and John 20 and verse 22. I know who he gave it to. And he also gave it to Mark 15 chapter beginning at verse 17 through 20. That's who he gave it to. He didn't give it to you, Brother William. He didn't give it to you, Brother Parker. If he'd have given it to us, we wouldn't have to worry about nobody in the cemetery today.
Amen.
We could go get our loved ones up. We could go get them up. God said, I better stop it now. He stopped it after John passed on. He said, I know I better stop it because I know what men are thinking. See, God already knew the future. God is the future. He sees.
Amen.
God sees the future for you. God sees tomorrow what we still on today. God sees next year, Brother Will, but we on tomorrow. See what I mean?
Amen.
God already ahead of us. God done planned the future for your life if you let him come in and stay in. What makes God get out of your life? Sin.
Amen.
That's what messes with God. You know how you get a divorce from God? Sin. Sin separates you from God. Iniquity. That's why I read Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2 and 3. Why? Because that's what's separating us from God today. Sin, iniquity, is poisoning your mind, poisoning your heart.
Yes.
The heart of faith, man, dying every day.
Amen.
You know, I listen to my wife tell me about the lady living, Brother William. You know her very well. They don't know she's going to make it, Brother William.
Yeah.
See, we are taught in the gospel, and
no,
we wouldn't listen to the truth.
Lord,
now it's up to her.
Amen.
Now, you know what? Her life is in God's hands.
Amen.
And if she dies, she's lost for eternity, Brother Paul.
Amen.
We know it. Because she hasn't obeyed the gospel yet. She will not surrender. She's laying on a sick bed right now at the hospital. And the doctor told her son and his brother and sister, y'all come to the hospital.
Yeah.
So this must be it.
Yeah.
When you don't do what God say, that's it.
Amen.
He don't warn you more. He sent me and Brother William to tell her the truth, and she refused it. God said, now it's my turn. God, what are you going to do now?
Amen.
Get it up.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying, Brother William? Well, no, I never lie, man.
Don't know.
Just don't know. You got to stay ready.
Amen.
God's showing us an example right now. I know she's laying there saying, if God give me a chance, I'll repent. Oh, now you want to repent. You're deaf now. But God said no.
Yeah.
Now, you had 30-some years to repent, Brother William.
Amen.
30-some years to repent. You've been here that long, Brother William.
Amen.
You've been here half of your life telling these folks, and they wouldn't repent. I only been here 9 years with you. And they won't repent.
Mm-hmm.
They'll argue, Brother Parker. They'll cuss them out.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yep.
Talk about we're ignorant. We're stupid.
Yep.
But they started leaving here.
Yeah.
We have had three people already that left here, Brother William, of this year in this building.
Yep.
Won't repent. I ain't going to repent. You don't tell me I've raised a Baptist. I've raised a Catholic.
Yep.
I've raised a Methodist.
Ain't got time.
I ain't got time for that. You don't tell me that God's going to destroy me. I'm a good person. But he holds a 40 ounce in his hand.
Yep.
He's smoking beer. He got some capsule.
Yep.
He holds a fifth in his hand, a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
But I know God. He says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know the God. He knows the devil.
Amen.
That's the God.
Yes.
He knows. Sure, he knows him. He knows the devil.
Yeah.
But he don't know the real God. See, the real God got control of life and death.
Amen.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? The real God has got control of life and death. We don't get it right here. Death is on the way.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is going to keep you out.
Yes.
He's going to let Satan have you.
Yeah.
God said, I can't help you now.
Mm.
That's a sad feeling, Brother William.
Yes.
It makes you want to cry sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
when you see a person going down and can't get up.
That's it.
Yes.
It's all over, Brother Parker.
Amen.
That's why we got to preach the word. That's
Amen.
Why Paul said preach the word. He said preach the word. Be in season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. But the time is coming that they will not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
You're turning unto fable. What's happening today is just as true as a clock. Paul and all of the apostles and prophets were not lying. But they had the Holy Spirit of God. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 21.
Yes.
They had the Spirit of God. They saw the future in Christ. And Christ wrote it, had it wrote down by their fingers. And they followed every plan that God said. And we got the same plan, and we're going to have the same death and the same judgment and the same hell to go to.
Amen.
We're going to get it right.
That's right.
And we better make up our mind now. We're either
Amen.
Getting right or go to hell.
Yeah.
I like the way you put it, Brother Parker. Either you either go to hell or go to heaven. Now, which
yeah.
is it? Ain't no excuse for this. They're talking about, well, I'm going halfway to heaven. I ain't read that in the Bible.
Nah.
Ain't no halfway to heaven. Either you go to hell or go to heaven.
Nah.
Amen.
You're going to make a choice. You're going to make a choice today. You're going to make a choice tonight. You don't know when God's going to say, come on up out of here.
Amen.
I know somebody on the radio listening. I know you hear me.
Amen.
I know you hear God's word. I know you hear it. You better make a decision. Evening. Get with some brother to get you in Christ before you lay out and die.
Amen.
Amen.
Got folks today that want to hear the truth. The world know what the sin is running. Sin is running all over the globe, Brother William.
Yeah.
When you turn your TV on tonight, you're going to hear about somebody that got killed.
Yeah.
Somebody that
Man.
Got shot. Some little child that messed up. Look at the little boy. Got in a washer and died by getting electrocuted. Playing hide and go seek.
Yeah.
10 years later, Brother William,
wow.
and died.
Mm.
See what I mean? There's no respect to person with God. That we talking about, oh, God should have took him. He haven't got to be 25 yet. God took him another month. God took him another day to come in the world.
Amen.
Why? Because God's child will see his future. You know, God can see your future when your mother carried you in the womb.
Yes.
Oh, come on now, help me out. He told Jeremiah that. He said, I knew you were going to be a prophet before you were born. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 through 18.
Yes.
He told Jeremiah that. Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm just a child. Because I already knew what you were. I know what you're going to be before you were conceived in your mother. Think about this for a minute. He knew what Jeremiah was going to be before he was conceived.
Amen.
God had already planned for it.
Amen.
It was a time to be born. Oh, hello, world. That's what we're talking about. God can see what you can't see.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Why I call on him. Brother William, I'm going to share this with you and Brother Parker before I close. I pray so much that I repeat my prayers at nighttime. I wake up all through the night praying for my brother. God, please, I beg you to help them to stay on the right track. Don't let them
Amen.
Get away. Don't Amen. Let them get away from the word. Because
Amen.
They get away from the word, they're going to start lying. We
oh,
can't
yeah.
have that.
Amen.
We got too many lying preachers already.
Yeah.
In the church
yeah.
and out of the church.
That's right.
I pray so hard sometimes. I be praying, my wife said, what's the matter with you? I said, I got to talk to my God. He said, it's 12 o'clock. I said, okay, it's 2 o'clock. I got to talk to her. I wake up. I be sweating, Brother William.
Yes.
Sometimes the TV be going.
Amen.
I be turning down. I said, Lord, I got to talk to you. I know you're standing by. I know the devil is by here.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to you.
Amen.
And look like God opened his ears, Brother Will, and I go to talking. And I talk. One time I talked for 2 hours to God. I didn't
yeah.
even realize. I looked at the clock. Here it is, almost 4 o'clock. The wife said, you want me to get up and put on some coffee? I said, go ahead. I still got to talk to God. To God, our world is messed up. What are we going to do
Amen.
Now? How can we stretch it out?
Yeah.
You know what he said? Preach the word.
Amen.
Preach the word, Brother Will. That's all I can do.
True.
If you don't want to hear it, then you're in the wrong place. I listened to what Brother Parker said. A woman told him one time, he don't need to be preaching on hell. I said, Brother Parker, let me help you out. She's preaching hell and fire and brimstone. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't preach. God said preach it. And you preach it like it is. No matter if they get mad, that goes for your children, your wife, your family, and everybody else. Let them know that you're standing up for God.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
That's it.
It ain't about your family. It ain't about the lady down the street. God said preach the word. And the Apostle Paul figured it out. Preach the word.
Yeah.
He is season, out of season. He built his law, long-suffering doctor. Because the time's going to come, they're not going to hear it, and they're not going to listen.
Yeah.
They're going to get together with other teachers and false teachers coming in, and you don't know what's going on then.
That's
you got
right.
to preach the word. Don't let nobody talk you out of that. And there's people trying to talk to preachers out of preaching the word.
Yeah.
God is on the throne. God makes the decision in your life. The Bible is still holding the future to the kingdom.
Amen.
God's word ain't going nowhere, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
You're going to be here. Do you believe that God is still alive today in 2018? You know, some people say, I don't believe in God. Well, he dead to you, but he's alive to us. How do we get to know? We got the word. We got the truth. We got the Bible.
Amen.
We got the word of God. Anybody that says they don't believe in God, they're already corrupt. Psalms chapter 14, verse 1 through 6. Psalms 53, 1 through 6. They're already corrupt.
Yes.
They're already ready to go to hell. All they got to do is die. They go straight to hell.
Yes.
People don't want to hear the word hell, Brother Parker. You know why? They sinning, Brother Parker. They know they sinning. And they don't want to hear it. They came to hear what you had to say from the word of God. But you know what it did? It condemned their soul. And they said, oh, no. This is a, no, they said, this. If I get up out of here, I ain't never going back there.
Yeah.
Well, go to hell then. Then they'll come back. That's the problem.
All right.
We must preach the fire and brimstone. Hell is in the Bible.
Yes.
Next month, Brother William, I already know what I'm going to preach.
All right.
I'm going to be preaching hell, fire, and brimstone.
All right.
So I don't know who don't want to hear it. They can get up running. I'm still going to tell them. They can get scared. They can start crying. They can start whining. Hell must come up.
All right.
Because we're not going to let you get away. God going to send you there if you don't obey his will. God will send you there. He will let you go to hell. You want to go? Go. But you know what? Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 26, God said, I will laugh at your calamity.
Yeah.
What you mean, God? You'll laugh at me? Yeah, I'm going to laugh at you. Why? You didn't do what I told you. I'm going to let you go to hell.
All right. Amen.
You know, friends are never satisfied, Brother Will.
No.
They're never satisfied. But guess what? Hell ain't never satisfied either because it's your want you. Hell want all of us.
Ooh.
They want the church.
Man.
If they can get the Church of Christ to
there. Really.
Oh, God said, be careful. Be aware.
Yeah.
Be wise, men. Don't be fools.
Man.
Keep your eyes open. I'm with you if you stay with me.
Yeah.
God said, I'll never leave you. Hebrews 13, verse 5. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. You can count on God.
Amen.
I can't count on the man. I can't count on the preacher. I can't count on the elders and deacons, but I can sure count on God.
Yeah.
You know what, Brother William? I can't count on my wife. She can get up one morning and say, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Could I leave me? I still got to depend on God.
Amen.
I hope it don't happen,
Amen.
But it can happen. I'm showing you an illustration that you got to hold on to God, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Don't be a fool.
Yeah.
The devil got fools running around here. There's so many fools running, they run into one another now. Killing each other.
Yeah.
And Satan behind it. Don't let the devil have his way. Now, you have heard a strong message from Brother Parker, Brother Williams, myself. And I want to tell you something. Don't quit serving God.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Do that. Stay with the book.
Yeah.
As Brother Parker stated earlier, the book is right.
Amen.
We may be wrong, but this book ain't going to change.
Amen.
I don't care what you say and how you feel.
True.
You have heard the word of God. You believe the word of God, Acts 15, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
You repent of your sins, Acts 3, 19. You confess, Acts 8, 37. You are buried with him in water, Acts 8, 38. Acts 2, 38. Colossians 2, 12. 1 Peter 3, 21.
Yes.
We are baptized into Christ, Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. There's no other way to get in Christ. If it is, call in tonight and tell them how to get into Christ. We may be missing something.
Amen.
And I ain't found nobody told me yet. I don't over 40-some years, by the way, I'm still looking for the one that tells me that the Baptist church is in the Bible, but I can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I look in there, and I don't see it.
Lie.
They're lying on God.
Amen.
God didn't design a Baptist church. He designed the church of Christ. My citizenship is in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Where
your citizenship at? My record is on high. Job chapter 16 and verse number 19. I turn it over to you, Brother Williams, to close us out.
Ladies and gentlemen, radio audience, those who have braved this radio broadcast tonight, to all of those who are under the sound of our voice, we bid you to obey the truth.
Amen.
Before the everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
What is that, Brother William? The moment that you face death and leave this life, your chance of repentance and salvation is past.
Amen.
If you don't do it while you live, while you have the mind to have faith and obey, once you lose all of that, it's over.
Amen.
I have some folks, Brother Parker, they still breathing air. They still on the time side of life.
Amen.
But they don't have a mind or will to obey God.
Amen.
They're not able.
Amen.
They have gone from sanity to insanity.
All right.
They've gone from a sound mind to this dementia.
Amen.
And they can't make an intelligent decision anymore.
Amen.
You have to make the intelligent decision, ladies and gentlemen. You have to obey God through a heart, a mind of faith.
Amen.
You must believe that Jesus Christ is God, Lord, and Savior.
Amen.
You must believe in his promise.
Amen.
You must believe in his word.
Amen.
You must obey the truth.
That's it.
You can't just believe it and then don't do anything, because that's a dead faith.
Amen.
You have to have a living faith, an active faith, an obedient faith, a faith that says, I confess Christ.
Amen.
I confess him as my Lord and Savior. I confess him as my God. I confess him as the head of my life, my spiritual husband.
Amen.
You got to confess his name.
Amen.
You heard the word. You believe it. Then you got to confess faith in Christ.
Amen.
You got to be willing to repent. You have to actually make up your mind. Not just be willing to repent. You got to repent. You got to make up your mind on the spot.
That's right.
I'm going to stop doing sin. I'm going to stop worshiping in false religion, in vain. And I'm going to start serving God and obey the truth.
Amen.
Once you make that decision and confess Christ, then you are a candidate for the new birth.
Amen.
Not the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the baptism of the soul, the baptism of Christ, the spiritual circumcision of Christ.
Amen.
Where we are, our sins are cut away out of our soul.
Amen.
And our soul
Amen.
Is free from sin. And our soul is washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ
Amen.
Is that Lamb of sacrifice.
That's it. Amen.
And when you are baptized into Christ, Galatians 3:26-27, you put on Christ.
Amen.
If you put on some clothes, you're in those clothes.
Amen.
You put on Christ, you're in Christ.
Amen.
It's a spiritual obedience, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
You got to have the mind to do it.
That's it.
If you lose your mind, you have lost your opportunity.
Amen. That's
it. You cannot obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
You cannot have faith and believe for repentance and obedience to the gospel.
That's it.
That's why babies don't need to be baptized. They are not candidates for baptism. They have no sin.
Mm.
They can't believe. They are unable to have faith in the gospel.
Amen.
They're not of age to understand what sin and the gospel of grace is all about.
That's it.
They are too young. Small children are too young. You got to be of age know and understand what you hear.
Amen.
When you hear the gospel, it produces faith in Christ.
Amen.
And you have to believe in Christ.
That's it.
You also have to have a mouth to confess.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with your heart man believeth unto salvation. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Man makes confession with his mouth. The confession must be a public confession.
Mm-hmm.
You can't confess in your mind. You can't confess silently. Jesus said that you have to confess me before men.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? He speaks on my Matthew 10:32. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
This confession has to be a public confession.
Amen.
You got to open your mouth and speak words. A baby can't speak language.
Amen.
Like a mature person or young person or an adult. A baby is unable to respond to a gospel call. Only those who are of age, have their senses, that is, they have their ability, their mind, their brain, exercise to discern what is good, what is evil, what is right, what is wrong.
Mm? Amen.
They can understand the meaning of the gospel. It's time for men to decide to repent of ignorance and vain and empty worship.
Amen.
Empty and vain devotion. A dead faith.
Mm.
And obey the living God by the living word.
Amen.
Faith. Confess faith in God. Be baptized into Christ. When you're baptized into Christ, ladies and gentlemen, you are baptized according to John 3:5.
Amen.
Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the spiritual kingdom of God.
Amen.
The spiritual kingdom of God is the kingdom of Christ, the church. Colossians 1:13. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, that's hell, and sin and the devil.
Amen.
And we have been transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Amen.
That's the church of Christ. It's the kingdom of Christ. It's the kingdom of God. And we are to serve God in his kingdom, in his church. And Jesus says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the reward, the crown of eternal life.
Amen.
Revelation 2:10. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the truth. You heard the ministers of God speak truth. Now it's your turn.
Amen.
We pray that some honest soul wants to obey the truth. Do you want to obey the truth? All you have to do is to find the assembly of the Church of Christ in your community. Go and attend. Hear the gospel. When the invitation is extended, walk forward and confess that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I want to be baptized for the washing away, the removal of my sins.
Yeah.
Acts 2:38, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or removal of your sin, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost from God.
Amen.
That's all. That's what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. And then you stop living wrong, stop sinning, stop lying, stop hating, stop jealousy, stop fussing, fighting, stop doubting God, and start obeying Him. Start walking in the Spirit, living a spiritual life, and your mind centered upon God.
Amen.
Set your affection on the things of heaven and not on the things of the flesh.
Amen.
And earth. Colossians chapter 1, chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. God bless you. If there's nothing else, we're going to conclude our gospel presentation this evening. We're going to ask you all to bow with us while we go to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we're thankful once again. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us the breath and the strength and the mind and the will and the word of truth that we preach the gospel tonight. Thank you, God. We pray that you will continue to bless your ministers, your faithful ministers, to speak truth to every man everywhere. We pray that somebody will decide to obey the gospel, be saved before the everlasting and eternity too late. Thank you for this broadcast tonight. We look forward to the next opportunity. We pray that some will come and ask the question, men and brethren, what shall I do to be saved?
Amen.
We're going to give them your answer, God. We didn't have no answer. We didn't like the Bible. But we know what it said because you wrote it. You gave it to man.
Amen.
We're going to preach your word. We're going to do it faithfully.
Amen.
Praise you. We praise you, dear God. Thank you. Glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We give thanks. Amen and amen. Good night, brethren. Good night to radio audience. May God bless us all until we have an opportunity again to be on this broadcast and preach the truth.
Amen.
Good night.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cheer.